Rapid City is looking at ways to increase affordable housing. One proposal is to pass an ordinance permitting accessory dwelling units, such as mother-in-law apartments or converted garages. These units would be allowed in neighborhoods zoned for single-family houses where the property owner lives on site. Employees of Rapid City's Community Development Department hosted an open house at the downtown library on Wednesday, February 28th. Sarah Hansel says accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, add to available housing on a small scale, sprinkled throughout neighborhoods. She says they can be built inside the house in the existing basement or attic, or outside as additions, small and attached structures, or converted garages. Hansel says ADUs meet a need for workforce and low-income housing and to serve young professionals, students, seasonal workers, and aging family members.
As your parents are aging, you know, they can move into a single level living situation where you're still on the site and they can help take care of grandkids, and it's a great way to encourage multi-generational living arrangements too.
Current Planning Division Manager Vicki Fisher says one of the living units has to be owner-occupied and the homeowner can charge rent for the ADU.
You could do that, which helps pay that mortgage, helps get the children to college, maybe supplements you in retirement, or allows you to assist elderly. And it addresses an affordable housing need for those tenants that are looking to rent that can't necessarily afford a standalone residential structure.
Fisher says there are currently ADUs in single-family neighborhoods, but the city doesn't know about them unless neighbors register a complaint.
So if you've got an area that, let's say, above your garage, that was used for storage and now you want to convert it to residential, it triggers different building and fire code. That's part of the reason why we want to register these.
She says ADU owners would register annually with the city and keep ADUs up to code.
And it gives us the opportunity to make sure that we're still safeguarding the neighborhood.
The city hosted the open house to give residents information about the proposed ordinance and to give them a chance to comment. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.